Well, on to other news in this hot summer of ours, because it has been a bad summer for Massachusetts state police officers patrolling the roadways. First, early morning on July 4th, Trooper Sean McGarry got sideswiped in the breakdown lane on 128 in Peabody. Fewer than 24 hours later, Captain Frank Hughes was injured while directing post-fireworks traffic in Cambridge. And then 2 weeks later, Sergeant Douglas Weddleton was struck and killed in the breakdown lane of I-95 in Mansfield. In total, 5 officers have been hit in the last 6 weeks. All of the incidents were between the hours of midnight and 2:30 in the morning, and at least 4 of the 5 drivers who caused the accidents were allegedly drunk. State police officials are in Framingham this hour unveiling a new set of recommendations aimed at putting a stop to this disturbing trend. And WBUR reporter Kurt Nikisch is there. Hey, Kurt.
Hi, Meghna.
So what have they come up with in terms of the recommendations?
Well, they've come up with the fact that they want to do some more studying, but they have basically gone back to those 5 cases and sort of reviewed each of the specific cases, looked at what each of the patrolmen, what the troopers did in those situations, and they decided that they did exactly the right thing. In fact, this past weekend, the trooper had pulled all the way over as far over to the side of the road as possible. So they feel like the troopers did the right things. They were still hit by what in most cases they're alleging were drunk drivers. Even so, they decided they need to talk to other state police departments around the country and see if they can identify some best practices and find out if there's anything else that they can do to sort of reduce the odds. And Colonel Marion McGovern, she's the head of the Massachusetts Highway Police, she said that that they have to look at these best practices to see if there's anything they can do.
Specifically, we are researching such topics as procedures for approaching stopped cars, positioning of cruisers and troopers, types and effects of emergency lighting system, as well as personnel equipment.
And she did say that they're going to actually do a study of emergency lighting on Massachusetts roads as well.
Kurt, do they have any recommendations for drivers?
Yeah, move over. There was that law that was passed last year. You're supposed to slow down and move over whenever you see a highway, any emergency vehicle, but also construction vehicles. It's the law to move over, and they say that since it went into effect, they've cited more than 3,000 people for not obeying that law. So that's one thing that they really wanted to raise public awareness about. And then the other thing is drunk driving, right? Don't do it. David DeEllis was there. He's from Mothers Against Drunk Driving. And he said that, the state has made great progress since 2005 when Melanie's law was passed. The number of drunk driving deaths from accidents has gone down in Massachusetts. But even so,
every year in the Commonwealth, we arrest somewhere around 16,000 people for OUI. That's about 41 people per day. If most people knew that, they would never leave their house in the morning. It's frightening to know that we're sharing our roads with that many impaired drivers.
And they also talked about texting and distracted driving, that is actually a trend that's on the rise. They talked about a few deaths recently that stem from that, and that's the other thing that they said to people, just stop doing that and not drive so aggressively.
WBUR reporter Kurt Nikisch in Framingham with new recommendations from the state police on how to keep stateies safer when pulling people over on the side of the road. Kurt, thank you so much.
You got it.
Well, there's much more after a break, including a new look at the Lowell Folk Festival. That's all when we come back. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.